This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading She Fought Too, Stories of Revolutionary War Heroines by Tara Ross and illustrated by Kate E. Cooper. And now, here's Cora White.
She Fought Too, Stories of Revolutionary War Heroines by Tara Ross. Anna Maria Lane was a wife and a mother who wanted to help George Washington's army. Her husband was already a soldier, but Anna Maria wasn't allowed to fight because she was a girl. Back then, only men got to be soldiers. Anna Maria must have been one determined lady. She decided that she would not be stopped by a silly rule like no girls allowed. If she couldn't fight dressed as a woman, then she would dress as a man and become a soldier anyway. She was ready to fight for her freedom, just like the boys. Anna Maria fought in an important battle at Germantown, just outside of Philadelphia. The British thought they would easily beat George Washington, but Americans refused to give up. Americans were doing so well that the British general said he was ashamed of his own men. Sadly, Americans made a last-minute mistake and lost the battle. Anna Maria's leg also got hurt, but she had been especially brave during the fighting. In fact, the Virginia legislature later said that her service at Germantown was extraordinary. Today, many women proudly serve in the U.S. Army. Anna Maria led the way. Sybil Ludington was only 16 years old when British troops attacked the city of Danbury, Connecticut. Her father, Colonel Henry Ludington, wanted to defend the city from the British, but he couldn't do it alone. Colonel Ludington's men were militia, which means they weren't regular soldiers. They were just normal people helping George Washington's army. Sometimes they needed breaks to work on their farms. They were taking one of these breaks when the British attacked Danbury in April 1777. The militia was scattered all over the state. Someone needed to find them and tell them what was happening. Colonel Ludington couldn't do it. He needed to be at home, organizing his men as they came in. Sybil was young, but she could spread the word. She got on her horse. It was dark. There were trees everywhere, and it was hard to see. Have you heard of Paul Revere's famous ride? Made on the first night of the American Revolution. Sybil's ride was longer and harder than Revere's. She persevered all night despite the difficulties. She'd gathered 400 men by morning. Colonel Ludington was not able to defeat the British, but he and his men forced a retreat that saved the area from total destruction. To read more stories of Revolutionary War heroines, get your copy of She Fought Too at TaraRoss.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in each Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to hear Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate the new episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show. And if you are, please share the show with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
someone's life
today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.